Let's talk women talk. Like most young girls her age, Singen is busy pursuing her interests and learning to be independent. Unlike others, she faces the difficult and painful challenge of coping with kidney failure and a degenerative eye condition that led to the loss of her sight. I had the privilege of sitting down with this first-year literature student and her mother, Madam Lee, who took time to share the journey they've taken together in helping this brave young girl pursue her purpose.
可以读你们的 pre-interview 读了你们的访问，而且觉得你跟妈妈真的很伟大，所以谢谢你们今天跟我们访问做我们的节目。我们可以从头开始啦，从开始说起。两岁的时候，对吗？诊断出那个病，对吗？是。嗯，是。嗯，Madam，你知道的时候，你有什么好像？
开始的时候有什么反应？对于我来讲是一个晴天霹雳，是一个很大很大的，很难过的那个时间，感觉为什么会这样？这个还不要紧，最怕就是医生已经跟我讲说，没有的医治。那个病叫
retinitis pigmentosa, short RP，so 到现在都还没有治疗的方法，而且它是会一直恶化的。然后，就是那时候医生有说我一定会失明。对，You
wanted to go and do research, right? 去认识这些不同的家长，这样去做准备。是的，因为自从他成长的过程，我也一面学习一面摸索。 然后也知道说，我得要去了解他点点滴滴，才能够带着他，接下来的路怎么走。孩子是我们的，我们不可以放着不管，这是我的心态。不要去想我们付出多和少，不要觉得委屈，不要觉得说自己不如人。可是我们不可以。 原地踏步，我们必须要上进，就是因为我们可能就是前世不努力吧，前世不好，做得不好，今世才这么的挑战。How
do you feel when like you know you hear your mom? Because you're so close, the two of you are so. I mean, it's so beautiful to watch.
在我看了很漂亮，怎么讲？很漂亮啊！She's
always crying.
他们两个很亲啊，看起来很。
How do you feel when you like hear your mom, you know, say all these things?
I am actually quite blessed because she's always in front of me, shielding me from all the stares and what people say. She's the one who is experiencing it. As for me, I was just a kid, you know, like I will feel certain tones that certain things that people imply when they talk to me, but like people wouldn't be outright bully me, you know, because she's there.
你看他第一天用那个白杖自己去学校的时候，会觉得怎么样？很担心，因为毕竟他要的不是我force他的，一定要让他，因为我想到有一天我一定会离开，我离开的时候 ，at least 他会自己独立，这个也是我又想到的。 所以我就是想到很远，妈妈都是放不下的，可是看到她的勇敢，她愿意尝试，她不怕痛。
But as you started using the cane, right, then your character start to change as well.
Definitely, I will become more outgoing because you will depend less on other people, and you feel more freedom. Like before that, I will feel like I need to make this person happy. I cannot make him angry. If not, he doesn't bring me to the canteen or something. Yeah, I become more confident. Now you can let the person know. Oh, okay, it's okay if you want to help me. I can do it myself.
And all this started to change what, in secondary school, JC?
Slowly in secondary school. JC for me is the big change. I met this really awesome teacher. She's my lead literature teacher, and my classmates, I also had an awesome class. Like they will really come and talk to me and understand what's going on with me, but at the same time, the way we have conversations is they treat me just like a normal person. That we joke around, and they don't like made me feel like I'm different. I guess it's a very good environment for me to start to reflect on how I should interact with the public and how the public should interact with me.
That was the time that you were diagnosed also, right?
I was diagnosed with kidney failure when I was 13 years old, but the frequency of infection of the dialysis catheter was in JC. So I had 3 infections of the dialysis catheter. That means like the dialysis is my mom does for me at home, like she would just connect the tube. And that time was peritoneal dialysis. It's also crudely called the water dialysis. So I have to do it overnight for 10 hours every night.
就是2014年最严重的一次。
That means the bacteria went into the dialysis catheter again. So I was in the hospital for 3 months. I was on a lot of morphine. I couldn't sleep at night. Like it was really very painful.
那个烧一直不能退，血压也一直飙高，一直上上下下。 然后到最后，那个细菌也跑到脚去了，然后他的眼睛也痛了，眼球也痛，也张不开了，也看不到了，然后就肺也萎缩了，然后就一直呕吐，然后就出血，然后就一次过就整个人瘫痪了，然后医生就跟我讲说要动第3个手术，是大手术，叫我做好心理准备。 然后我就一直不肯签名，我很害怕，我就跑去布吉斯马路，我就去那边求助，然后我就跪在那边，我就一面求菩萨，不要再我们挑战了，不要再给我们挑战了，放过我们，救救我们！我一直求，一直求。
What made you want to continue school?
I can never foresee a future where I don't go to school that time. In my mind, like it's just so certain that I need to go to university. I need to study what I like. So there will be obstacles along the way, but I just need to get over them.
How do you manage to look at these obstacles and say that, you know, it's just something that I have to go through and I have to just go through it?
Maybe it was my dream. Maybe my dream was to study and I really enjoy school. To me, it's where I belong, I guess. Yeah, like looking at new things, learning new things, learning new ways of exploring. To me, it's not just fun or a hobby. It's just reality to me.
Sing Eun's journey so far has not been easy. But she never once complained and has taken all these challenges on gracefully and courageously. I asked her what it's like currently studying at the National University of Singapore and how that has changed her life.
I think what changed my life most is staying on campus. So I'm forced to stay with people, live with people, and take care of myself. At home, if I have a problem, I can just scream for my family members. But when I'm staying on campus, I have to solve my own problem.
You've been through so much, you know, since you were young. When you look back at your journey, like, how do you feel?
I felt that being visually impaired, it deprived me of a lot of things, but it also gave me a lot of things. As we all grow up, we realize balance is very important. Health is also important, and life is not all about success. So, your relationships with your families is also important. And using what you know to help as much as you can is also important. Life takes something away from you, it also gives you something. And I guess being deprived of some opportunities, it taught me how valuable these opportunities are. That some things that people take for granted is very important. It's very valuable, and we should respect these opportunities and respect everything and everyone in our lives. There are still other people that have fewer opportunities than me. So there's really, it's really not good to think about what you don't have, but to make good use of what you have.
It's so beautiful what you just said. 你看他新恩的旅途，看他过这样多关，你也自己要过这样多关，很多挣扎，有很多困难。现在你看他现在他很独立，又在大学追求他的梦想，你会有怎么样的感觉？对我来讲，我觉得新恩的走到这里来，不是我们的。
能力可以做得到的，都是靠大家这些好心人和这些愿意给他机会的人，因为这条路不好走，最重要就是说要告诉彼此信任，彼此沟通，学习，一家人很重要，爸爸、哥哥。
也，他们也付出了不少。为什么要做文轩老师？因为这么多年我慢慢长大，我就是领悟到沟通这件事是多么的重要，然后就觉得，为什么就是我们在这个社会上不会。 没有办法跟对方好好说自己在想什么，因为你说出来了，就很容易解决事情了。就算那个人不愿意听，至少你尝试了，也让自己的心情比较释怀啊。然后就什么都收在心里面，就很辛苦。所以我就觉得 literature is a subject that encourage people to understand what different kinds of people are feeling. Not to teach students to use very bombastic, big, long words, but to teach them to understand what the person is saying, how he feels, how he really feels, to empathize and not to condemn.
And Sigan, what do you want to say to your mom?
其实我也希望你可以很快乐，很像你要去学插花就去学插花，要学英文就去学英文。
就很多姿多彩的人生，我不要求大富大贵，我只要活在当下，我只要你快乐，只要你健健康康、快快乐乐，然后这个就是很满意了，很满足了，够了。OK。
Both of you are so beautiful. Okay, our 最后一个问题就是，最赋予你的力量是什么？What is empowerment to you?
我觉得我很用心的在活着，我很用心的在付出我的责任，可是是不够。我觉得我进了这个宗教，就是心灵法门，最大的力量是他菩萨妈妈给我的，不然以前我怎么勇敢，怎么的努力，我都觉得我。 我很渺小，我做不到很多事情，我会一直责备我自己，一直感觉到我很无助、很无奈。我觉得菩萨妈妈就是给我最大的力量。
对不起。 And there it is.
There it is. 因为有些事情也是。 自己也控制不了嘛，对，所以当你真的尽力在活了，还是一样的结果，那就是至少你也是问心无愧啊。我不去想这个我没有的东西，但是现在我可以就是去面对它，而不是去逃避。就是你接受你只有这么多的资源，那你就用这么多的资源做这么多的资源可以做的事。 那接下来的就是你无能为力的事情嘛，那就不要去，很像比较粗俗的讲，就比较傲慢的去要求更多，因为真的有很多人连这些都没有，那你已经算很幸福了。It's just not right that I stop fighting. You know, like I have a duty. I feel at least to myself, to at least live responsibly. If I can use what I have to help others, at least these resources are not wasted on me. Because I never believed that I deserve to have so much. I always felt that everything that was given to me is like extra. We should respect what we have, the resources we have, the people we have. Yeah, and to me, respecting what I have is to live a good life and do all I can to achieve my dreams. And a part of that would be contributing back to those people that helped me. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Singana. 谢谢你, Lifren. 我觉得你们两个真的很勇敢。 From the bottom of my heart, 谢谢你们。
Thank you. Thank you.
谢谢你们。 It's so beautiful.
The bond between a mother and daughter is truly beautiful and precious. Singan has been able to break many barriers with her mother's staunch support and unconditional love. With Madam Lee guiding her, there is nothing that will stop Singan from achieving her greatest potential, and I'm excited about the amazing things she will bring to this world. Her life is a testament that adversity is but a word that she will undoubtedly conquer.
Hi everyone, I'm Eunice, and on behalf of the Women Talk team, I just wanted to say thank you so much for supporting us and watching our videos, and we're working hard at bringing you more stories of inspiring women.